hi-ho, comrades, and welcome to the second hour of a program we like to call Comrade Talk. It's comrade to comrade. My name is Comrade Mike. Welcome aboard. And it's not going to be long, folks.
This is Comrade Mark, and you know this thing is culminating right now, Mike. I mean, the dollar has never sunk to a low like this, and the bankers need something to go off so that they don't get blamed for the dollar crashing, because people are waking up to this central banking system scam.
Yeah. Slowly, it's beginning to happen. I mean, they're starting to realize their dollar's not buying anything. Prices are going up. You've got gas prices that'll jump, 50-60 cents in a matter of days. And in my area, like 3 weeks ago, we were paying $3.15 a gallon for regular unleaded. Today, it's $2.65. And so all of this is nothing, but yet oil is up higher than it's ever been at $78 a barrel. Now, how does that make any sense? It doesn't, because you've got this vast manipulation of every aspect of our economy occurring. You've got more credit out there, and now you've got the Fed. It's obvious that they're doing a little slow contraction of the money supply, because you've got all these home lenders who got involved with all these subprime loans. They can't float their loans anymore, and they're getting ready to file bankruptcy. Two hedge funds going bye-bye. Mm-hmm. One's already told their investors that it's all but broke, and the other fund is 90% gone. And so the economy's going, and it's not going to just affect us here. The rest of the world is going to be reeling too, because the Depression of 1929 just didn't happen here. It happened worldwide, and this Depression that's coming, folks, is going to make 1929 look like Sunday school.
That's right. And if you think these men are rich now, wait till they consolidate everything that they repo.
Well, exactly, because that's the whole idea. I mean, this is the typical Rothschild-type strategy that we've seen year after year, decade after decade, century after century. I mean, how do they start making their money in the first place?
Nathan Rothschild
ready to collect the spoils of war because he got the information early.
Where are all our history teachers? Where are all our priests? Where are all our ministers? What's going on here? No one has warned the American people. There are a small minority of people like you warning people out there, and the shepherds, the people that are supposed to be taking care of their fellow men, are not doing a damn thing.
No, the preachers are waiting on the rapture, buddy, and they're supporting Israel. And if Israel could let stinkers all day long, and most of the people in the churches in this country go, I smell roses. I smell roses when it's crap laying on the floor. I mean, that's how it is. And then you've got these history teachers. Most history teachers in our schools are the frickin' football coach. Why? Because history's easy. And you've got time to work on the X's and O's. We're not worried about teaching history or learning history. I mean, I had a history teacher in high school that didn't know beans about history. I knew more about history than he did.
Right. Well, you know the history that I'm 41. I think you are, too.
I am, too, yeah.
The history that we learned in school is nothing even close to what really happened. I mean, you cannot grasp history until you find out what the bankers have been doing behind the scenes. You absolutely cannot tell what's going on. Nothing makes sense until you find out what the bankers are doing.
Well, what most people don't realize about history is not about events. It's about the actions and inactions of people and their role in all of it. That's what it all boils down to, is how people act or don't act and what they do and don't do. History is about people. It's not about names and dates and places. Back in a minute here. Hold on there, Mark. Back in a minute here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard into Wednesday night, into Thursday morning, August 1st into August 2nd here on the program. It's open lines tonight, and we've been talking about former Russian KGB officers from the Stasi in places of government here in the United States, working as consultants to learn and educate us about security at the Department of Homeland Security. And we've been going into that. If you'd like to get involved in the conversation, our number is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. Look forward to your thoughts and your comments on that. Right now we're talking with Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you look at all of this, and it is really surreal. Like I mentioned, last hour, I remember reading 1984 as a kid in junior high school. And thinking, there's just no way that this would ever happen in this country. And in a short span of a quarter of a century, it's literally upon us.
Yeah, it's here, and it's coming down fast, too. I mean, I just can't understand people my age actually saying, hey, cameras don't bother me. I'm not breaking the law. in the history of all governments and all mankind, the gathering of this sort of information has never been used for the good of the citizen. It's always been used for the state's control of
right.
the people.
Well, because again, it goes back to this parasite analogy. Is that to be able to feed off of you more and more, they have to have more information and they have to have more control to allow themselves to grab more of what you have. I mean, it's just simple to see that, you know, when a parasite attacks a body, it's going to start in one place and it's going to continue to move. It's going to continue to move to different places. And eventually it's going to get a hold of the nervous system and it's going to keep you from moving. It's going to keep
right.
you from doing
right.
anything. And the whole aim of the parasite is to kill the host.
Right. Well, there are many parasites that don't kill the host, but we can just do a quick recall of history just in the past 200 years, and we can see how much killing has gone on. It's just ridiculous. When they set up these sort of systems, Mike, they use them. They're not there. They're not there as showpieces. They're weapons.
Oh, no. No, exactly. Exactly. That's what they use them for. I mean, why have them other than, you know, well, we can hire on about 1,000 more to make us even bigger, get us a bigger chunk of the budget. Bill, let's bring them on in. We'll set the system up. Not going to use it. Yeah, right. I mean, folks, just go to the DARPA website and look at all the mind control things that they're coming up with and the things that deal with psychological warfare. This is the stuff that they're telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the stuff they're not talking about.
Right.
I mean, you've got the head intelligence official at the White House coming out and saying, well, our spying's actually a lot broader than what we let you know, but we couldn't tell you about it because it's not public. The only stuff we can talk about is the stuff that got leaked and you found out about. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We can't tell you much. If we did, we'd have to kill you. It's absolutely asinine.
They can't tell us about it because it's not legal. That's why they can't tell.
Right? Yeah. We of course follow the rule of law. We believe in the law. And if we told you, I'm sorry, we have to take you out back, put a 9mm to your head, and call it good. I'm sorry. Thanks for playing our game, Johnny. Tell them what they've won.
I think we've lost sight here. The rule of law is the Constitution. All these little laws that they're putting into effect, if they're not constitutional, they're as far as I'm concerned, you can throw them away.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you could probably. Cut the U.S. code books in half.
Oh, you could do more than that.
I'm being generous. With the unconstitutional legislation that's been passed and never challenged. I mean, where are the yucks like the ACLU when these bills are passed and put into law that are glaringly unconstitutional? Where were all these rights organizations and stuff when the Patriot Act goes into effect? Instead, everybody's out singing Kumbaya, doing this, doing that, because we're fighting a terrorist. We're going to win. We're going to kick some Arab butt. Go, baby, go.
There are no terrorists. I mean, all we have are men working for the world's elite, and when they need something to explode, they just tap somebody. Go do it.
Yeah, and now they've got the Junior G-Man program coming back. 15,000 citizen informants.
Yeah, what is it? That screams Soviet Russia, Mike.
Oh, sure it does, because that's what they used. I mean, Nazi Germany, East Germany, Soviet Russia, they all use citizen informers to keep an eye on everybody. And, well, the little citizen informer got a little extra bread ration. Yeah, maybe a little extra vodka in their basket a day.
Oh, that a little kid turned his father in Russia, and Stalin put up a big monument to the child in the middle of the town square where he was at, but in private he said, what a stupid kid.
Right. Yeah, who would write on your parents?
Yeah. But that's what it's coming down to. They're asking kids what's going on at home.
Yeah.
I mean...
Thanks for ratting your dad out. We're going to put him in jail. You're going to a foster home. But thanks for playing. We appreciate it. I mean, it sounds funny because it's so freaking absurd. I mean, you know, nobody in their right mind would willingly go along with it if they have any inkling of what's going on. But yet you have all these people, I'm going to stand and defend my country, land of the free, the home of the brave. And if I see you doing something wrong, boy, I'm going to violate your constitutional rights, and I'm calling the law.
Right.
You just sit there and watch.
I've been thinking about this. A lot of people get mad at me when I share this information with them. I had an old guy the other day ask me if I was a communist. And I said, no, no, I'm not a communist. I'm a patriot. I support my countrymen. Right. I don't support a corrupt government who centralizes everything like Soviet Russia.
Right, exactly. Central bank, public school system. I mean, the list goes on and on. What do you mean, Communist Manifesto? I ain't never heard of that. Well, of course you haven't, because you're a history teacher with a freaking football coach. I mean, that's the problem. And because nobody knows the history, or they'll know the little one-page answer that was in their history book. I mean, some through a high school or a junior high history book today, folks, they'll give you one page on the Civil War. They'll give you one page on World War II. And no information. None whatsoever. I mean, I literally remember going into school, and I was supposed to do a report on weather. And I got an A on it. The only reference material I used, because the teacher was so dumb, was I used the dictionary to define weather. And the rest of it was a circular argument about weather and its effect on mankind. And 300 words, boom, A. Now, anybody can do that. I mean, right. it's like having cliff notes for life. Hey, well, what do I need to know about that? Oh, yeah, page 64. Yeah, Emancipation Proclamation. It was a war against slavery, a civil war. Thank you very much. Lincoln was a great guy. He loved us all so much.
Yeah, and Lincoln said he had no quarrel with slave owners.
No, had none whatsoever. And he stated publicly that if he could keep the Union together without ending slavery, he would do it.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, but everybody turns it out that, well, it was war about slavery. That's, you had all them Southern guys down there, them racist pigs down there in the South, which I are one, by the way. I'm not a racist pig, but I'm from the South. They're going to go, oh, yeah, I can tell on you now. But, you know, it's one of those things where they just take little tidbits, just a little tidbit that's good out of it. And you can go even look at, you know, high school history book on Federal Reserve, and you'll know, I guarantee you, that little one-page blurb will talk about the great things that the Fed's done and how it ended all the money panics in this country and how since then our economy has been great and it's been rosy.
Mm-hmm. Completely. And completely manipulated where they've been actually able to centralize almost everything in this country. I mean, I don't. It's just incredible. I mean, everything is centralized. I mean, they have complete control over the food in this country with their killer gene and their corn. They have complete control of the money supply. They have complete control of fertilizer. I mean, you look at Soviet Russia. They use war as a weapon. They starved millions of people in the Ukraine.
Oh yeah. But it's almost here in the United States, our food has no nutrition. It's almost the Marie Antoinette thing. Well, give him bread. Hey, let him eat cake. I mean, it literally is. I mean, history continues to repeat itself. All the absurdities of history of the past. Bread and circuses. Let him eat cake. All of this stuff is coming about and rearing its ugly head all over again. And why? Because we didn't learn from history the first time. And I'm not talking about our government. I'm talking about us. We didn't learn. The generations before us didn't learn. We stopped paying attention. We didn't learn.
Well, there is an exciting aspect to what's going on right now. At no time in history did people have access to the mechanisms of the power and control structure of these elites. People have access to that information now, and I do not understand why they still stay naive. I mean, they just don't want to believe it.
Ignorance is bliss, and that old adage proves to be absolutely true year after year. Ignorance is indeed bliss. Mark, thanks for the call.
Yep, have a good night.
I appreciate it. Good hearing from you. It's been a while. Mark in Wisconsin, great caller, great listener, great friend to my other program, and now this one. He's a great listener to RBN too. Back in a minute. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider. Right here on RBN.
Hey. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
So with no walls, go along without your conscience, keep it in the dark. So long,
you know, one life plans of I guess mice and men. And the plans are being laid now to totally destroy this country. And they're trying to do everything they can to put it into action and bring it all to fruition. Fortunately, there are enough of us right now that, in my opinion, we've been able to slow them down somewhat. But there are just so many things that they're able to do and so many avenues they can cover that we don't even know about. And that makes it difficult. And the people that do come out and blow the whistle, their lives become a living hell afterwards, which is an incentive for them not to come out and to blow the whistle on what's going on inside of our government. And, well, they're not even really our government anymore. They're their own little agency of thugs and fools and gangsters trying to rob us of everything we have. Again, it's a redistribution of wealth. They want to kill the middle class in this country, get rid of it. and where the divide between the classes is so far, there's no way up and there's no way out. And you're going to be happy to get a little McDonald's job. Would you like fries with that order, ma'am? Oh, yes, ma'am. They're great fries. They're genetically modified. I mean, you've got federal regulations now in place to limit what type of nutritional supplements you can buy. That not through legislation, but simply through executive branch regulations. Not to make you healthy, but to limit your choices. Everybody knows that the name brands, you know, the Squib and all those name brands, most of the time they turn out to be junk. They don't do anything for you. And the people that are out there making good, solid nutritional supplements, they can't do it because they're being regulated out of business. And the FDA willingly admits it. And that's why they come up with it. And there's no scream. There's no scream for it. Say, well, hey, hang on a minute. You're talking about my health now. But yet these little regulations exist. And they're as good as law. And so just by a little regulation, you can't buy the health supplements you want to buy. And when all these regulations go into effect, Katie bar the door, these companies are going to go out of business. Same thing with wanting to tag all your animals so they know where your animals are at, so they have total control over the food supply. These OnStar things in the vehicles, they can track you wherever you go, GPS in your cell phone. The chips are already in there. They know where you're at. Heck, they can use simple triangulation and based on where you're broadcasting from. And even when your cell phone's off, it's not off. Have you ever set your cell phone by a speaker? I'll set mine down here in the studio, and the speakers I have in here. When the cell phone goes to update and contact back with the central location, it starts making noise just like it does if there's a call coming in. And it's updating and contacting the central cell phone office. Say, hey, I'm here. Congratulations, you found me. And the level of control and the layers of control just become greater and greater and greater. And we think, oh, what a modern convenience. We've got cell phones now. Oh, look, I can take pictures. I can send movies. I can do this. Again, all the little bread and circuses entertain you, marvel you, think, oh, this is a great piece of technology. This is dandy. This is wonderful. And meanwhile, it's just one more method of control. One more method of knowing where you go, when you go, who you see. Because again, they can track your buddy's cell phone too. So, you know, every place you go, they're going to know where you go. They're going to know what you spend, where you spend it. And there's really going to be no way out of the system. Because you're not going to be able to buy, you're not going to be able to sell unless you get their little RFID chip in the end. Because they want to go cashless, totally cashless. Have you thought about the number of cashless transactions that take place every day? I mean, literally. You stick your debit card in the little machine at the store, and it takes the money right out of your checking account, and boom. Money created of nothing. Boom. Just all ledgers. All part of the whole little fiat system. All virtual. Just like the value of our money, it's just virtual. It's perceived. And people will take this ledger transaction as money. It's all on paper, now on a computer disk. Again, one more level of control. Because, well, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, please come back here. For some reason, the RFID chip in your arm says that you have no money. Well, I just deposited money. It doesn't matter, Mr. Smith. The system is always right. Have you by chance been to an anti-war rally or to an anti-government rally? Yes, I see. That would cause that. You'll probably need some re-education training, and then we can reinstate your account, and you can buy food here again. Thanks for coming by. We'll keep your groceries. Yes, Mr. Smith, you have a great day. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can hear the echo of your voice in my head, singing my love. I can see your face there in my hands, my love. I've been blessed by your grace and care, my love, singing
to join us here on the Midnight Rider Show here tonight on RBN. Welcome aboard if you're just joining the program. We've been talking about security and the increasing amounts of it. And it's not to secure you, make sure you're safe. It's to make sure that the powers that be remain safe. It's like security in reverse. They're secure. You're under control. You're no longer a threat. And they and this will this is the things that we're seeing. This is only the beginning. Quite honestly, I mean, there's more of this coming down. Just like Primakov said, hey, there's a few more pieces of legislation that need to be passed, and it's just done. and you've got a Congress, in spite of all the little hearings and their little investigations and all that, and we're going to trot out little Alberto the Snake Gonzalez later this year, get him impeached, and that'll be the nice little sideshow that'll run us around for a while. And about that time, it'll be election time. The campaign season will be kicking into big time gear, and Bush will be off of the headlines. The war, while an issue in the campaign, you won't hear every day, you know, about the fact that 70 people got killed today in Iraq at a gas station. You won't hear any of that. Not that you're hearing it now. But again, it's all about keeping things distracted so they can continue to do what they want to do behind the scenes. And then if they need to orchestrate their own little next, you know, false flag attack of some sort, okay, they've got that in the wings, and it's waiting. They can't run the same playbook. They're having to adjust a little bit. They're calling a couple of audibles. But they still have so many different options on how they proceed against us, that it's so important that we remain totally aware, totally informed. We got to stop the bickering and the fighting with, you know, amongst ourselves. I've said this before: the time for theorizing and research, it's over, folks. We know what these people are about. We know what 9/11 was about. And everybody clamoring and screaming for a new investigation for 9/11. Do you think it's going to be any different? You're expecting different results from within the same system? No, that's not going to happen. We've had how many investigations into the Kennedy assassination? And regardless of the evidence that pops up in these investigations and all these hearings, guess what? They come back with the same result. It was a single shooter, and the magic bullet theory from Arlen Specter holds. Once again, crime solved. Lee Harvey Oswald did it by himself. The crazed, deranged man. The sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository. That's the way it was. Just incredible. And everybody goes, okay, well, I guess it's case closed on that one now, isn't it? Okay. 2 hours after the first tower was hit, morning of 9/11, when all those buildings came, both those buildings came crashing down. Of that, no more word of explosions, bombs, anything. No, none of it. Just, it's Osama bin Laden. We know it. You've got congressmen and senators standing on the roof of a building overlooking the Pentagon. We're going to do what we need to do to take care of these Arabs. And again, everybody buys it. Everybody falls into it. And the levels of control begin to increase. By design. Because again, the cut I played from you earlier shows that an Office of Homeland Defense already existed inside the Pentagon on the morning of 9/11. Listen to this clip again, because Tony Snow even says they were due a huge increase in budget. Here's this clip again.
Well, in fact, there may not be a death toll. The casualty toll there may be much lower than originally feared, for the simple reason that the part of the Pentagon that was struck today by an airliner was in fact undergoing renovation, and as a consequence, not all the offices there were occupied. Now, James Rosen earlier had passed on a report, interestingly enough, that a couple of the offices in that portion of the Pentagon, portions that were struck, were offices that deal with counterterrorism. One is called the Office of Homeland Defense. It's a newly created office that was slated to get a big budget increase, even though Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has been talking about reducing expenditures. And
listen to that. Let's run that back one more time. Do a big, huge budget increase. Here we go.
Though Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has been talking about reducing expenditures. The Office of Homeland Defense. It's a newly created office that was slated to get a big budget increase, even though Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has been talking.
Absolutely amazing. So already in place. Just like the Patriot Act, all ready to go. Just waiting. We've got all this stuff ready. All the pre-planning that goes along goes into all of this. 9/11 changed everything. 9/11 didn't change anything. 9/11 just moved along a lot. By design. And so now it's up to us to stand in the gap for America. For those who remain clueless to what's going on. And there will be a number of people who will never figure out what's going on. There will be some who will. There will be some who are just so apathetic and so into themselves that they will not care. That as long as it doesn't, as long as they can go along to get along, that they will continue to do that. It won't matter to them. That they'll trade their freedoms away just to be left alone. Or at least the perception of being left alone. So that nobody's busting down their door at night. Because again, it's more of this fear. It's the same thing like with the IRS. Just this constant spread of the fear. Oh my gosh, I better pay the taxes or they're going to come knock my door down. Once again, it's fear. Because they have no ideas. They can't come to you and say, look, this is why you're supposed to do it. It's the Constitution. It allows us to do it because the Constitution doesn't. They don't ever do that. It's pay up or else. And if you question it, if you actually physically go and read the law and then you ask them a question about it, one, the person you talk to on the phone is not responsible. So you can't take any of their advice as fact. But you write them a nice little letter and you say, well, I see this argument here. Can you explain it to me and how that affects me? It's a frivolous argument. It's frivolous. Just go away. And if you don't pay, we're coming to get you. We're going to prosecute. You're on our list now, buddy. Again, it's all fear. And so fear, and so people comply based on being afraid. See, it's supposed to be the other way around. It's supposed to be the government who is afraid of us. But we no longer pay attention for the most part in this country. Unless it's, you know, check and see if Britney Spears' hair has grown another millimeter, or if Lindsay Lohan made it home sober. Most people aren't even listening. I mean, I guarantee you, you can go into most little break rooms in around this country, and the bulk of the people will be in there talking about the upcoming football season. What do you think about the university? Going to do good this year? Yeah, buddy. And that'll be the talk. Or what they saw on TV last night. And that starts young. That starts really young. You know, I remember tuning in to watch Happy Days on ABC back in the 70s. Why did I tune in to watch it? Because all my friends were watching it. And that's what they talked about on Wednesday mornings after the show was on Tuesday night, because you wanted to fit in. See, we comply based on our fear. And we do it at so many different levels. It's conditioning. Oh, you can't be different. You can't stand out. You're supposed to blend in and act exactly like everybody else. My wife, as I mentioned earlier, went to New York, and a cop told her, said, look, you weird them out. And she said, well, why? She said, because you stare them in the eye. She said, what? No, you're not supposed to look people in the eye here. You're supposed to look down and just keep on walking. Just keep on walking. Don't look anybody in the face. Communication is not necessary, nor is it required. Just keep your head down and keep moving. Just comply. Just go along. Follow the crowd. And if they jump off the bridge, then you just jump off with them, because you're not looking ahead. You're not looking anybody in the eye. just supposed to mindlessly go along and accept whatever dribble that you get fed and be happy you got it. Congratulations, you live another day. But if that's life, if that's what people think is living, my word. Somebody put me out now. That's not living. That's being trapped and conditioning yourself to believe, hey, we're part of a great country, we're part of a great nation, we're free. Constitution, Bill of Rights, all that good stuff. Look at all the great stuff the government gives us. But see, the Bill of Rights doesn't give you anything. The Bill of Rights and the Constitution tells the government what it can and cannot do. But yet we're sold the bill of goods that the government is the great benefactor. As much of that's a lie, they may as well tell us that, you know, the crack is vitamins. Because, again, it's all a lie. But yet the American people continue to buy it. For how much longer, I don't know. More and more people do know what's going on. They just can't put it all together. Just can't piece it all together, but they're trying. Something rattles around in their mind, and I've talked to a number of people that know something's up. But they just don't have the pieces to the puzzle. They're missing a couple. Or they're not looking at the picture on the puzzle as they're trying to put it together. They're just putting it together blindly. They need just a little more information. And that's what we're here to do, is provide them that little extra bit of information. Folks, tell your friends about RBN, this show, other shows, other networks. If you've got shows on other networks that you like, tell them about them. Get your friends listening. Well, I don't want to be labeled as crazy. You're crazy if you don't tell them. It's that important. It's literally that important. Look, this is life or death. And every time I get into this subject, it's people start turning, oh my God, he's going to talk about the New World Order wanting to kill us. Turn that off. I don't want to hear none of that. Oh, that ain't positive. Oh my gosh, it might be the truth, but I can't deal with that. Oh, I got my fingers in my ears, I'm not listening. But that's the ultimate aim, is to say bye-bye to all of us, except about a half a billion of us who get to stick around and serve the needs, the wants, and the desires of those who call themselves the elite. I don't call them the elite. They believe themselves to be elite, yet they're not elite. They're a bunch of psychopaths and sociopaths. And need to be treated as such and medicated and put in a little institution called good. Therapy ain't going to fix them. Reason and logic's not going to fix them. Ideas are not going to fix them. Because all they operate out is a world of threats and fear and intimidation. And the more control they can place on you, the more fear and threats and intimidation they can put on you to make you further comply. Until you just go right along. You know, it won't be too long until they'll come out and say, attention, today is blue day. Everybody comes out wearing blue. Tomorrow it is orange day. Next day everybody comes out wearing orange. It's mindless automatons just going through the motions and believing it to be freedom. Freedom is slavery. Peace is war. What's right is wrong, and wrong is right. It's all backwards. It's all flip-flopped. And when these people, the powers that be, get in front of a microphone and start talking, you have to understand They're looking in a mirror at themselves. Everything they say and they talk about, it's a mirror image of who they are. When they say terrorist, they're talking about themselves. Literally. They're the real terrorists. Not Al-Qaeda. Not some guy rolling around with a dialysis machine and an extension cord that's 12 miles long. Most likely he's dead and gone. Because people are people regardless of where you go. They have the same wants, same needs, desires. I can guarantee you most Afghanis and Iraqis and people of the Muslim faith are no more interested in coming to get us or hate our freedoms than anything else. I mean, if that was the case, and it's been that way for so long, then why does so freaking many of them still want to come here? It doesn't wash. What's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. Back with the final segment here in a minute here. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
There's a problem with every sign, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys, feathers hit the ground before the weight can leave the air. Buy the sky and sell the sky and tell the sky and tell. The sky.
I get asked an awful lot is how do I tell people about this? Well, you tell them about it just a piece at a time. Just don't give them the whole load all at once. Because, I mean, Manny and I were talking about this during the break. With people that you come across, you just want to take a hammer and hit them in the head because they don't get it. But you just got to give them just a little piece here, a little snippet there. And you plant the seed. What they do with it is up to them. That's the funky thing about freedom. People in a free society, and if that's what we want is true freedom, then you're going to have people who just don't care. And they're free to do that. Regardless of the consequences, they're free to do it. It's just like somebody's free to drink themselves silly until their liver gives up. They're free to do that. You know, I've tried to quit smoking. I can't quit smoking. I've had a terrible time with it. But I'm still free to smoke. I'm free to get in my vehicle every day, a 3,500-pound missile. And I'm free to go around and do whatever I want with that vehicle until I get caught. But there are people who aren't going to care, who are just so oblivious to everything, that are so caught up in themselves. But someday they will care because they won't have a choice but to care. And that's when they're going to realize, wait a minute, you know, that idiot was right. That fool, that conspiracy tinfoil hat wearing idiot was really right. And look, I got to tell you, I laughed. I listened to Patriot Radio back in the middle 90s, and I thought the presentation was pretty hokey. And I laughed. I scoffed at all this stuff. I thought, this is stupid. Listen to these guys. And I just sat and laughed. But I'm not laughing anymore. And I guess maybe, you know, even the seeds of that planted made it easier for me to wake up when I woke up in 2005 with Katrina. Because you start realizing, wait a minute, all this stuff they were talking about, this is real. So you just plant the seed. It may take a while for the flower to finally, you know, bud up and come out and start growing, but eventually it will. And we've done, okay, you did your part. Not everybody's going to wake up. Not everybody's going to come to see this. We don't need everybody to wake up to take this country back. We just need a small percentage. We need 5%. 15 million people, roughly. That's what we need. 15 million people committed to making something happen, to changing this country, to put it back the way it's supposed to be. 5%. They talk about in marketing campaigns, 5% is critical mass. For a population of roughly 300 million, that's 15 million. So that's what we need. Those are the numbers we need. Are we there? I don't think so. I think that we've got more work to do and not a lot of time to do it in. But I think we will win because we have no choice but to win. Failure is not an option here. We must win. For our sake, for our kids' sake, and for future generations. If we don't win, what happens to them in the future is going to be an absolute travesty because we didn't wake up as a people and say no. That's it for tonight. Find somebody you love. Tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Anthony J. Hilder on the program.